Title: Drum Bus Drive Approach for Floor Shaking Low End in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's dial in that floor shaking low end and that crunchy, rude jungle character, without turning your subs into soup. In this lesson, we're building a drum bus setup that feels like a rig, not just glue, but controlled density. The idea is simple. Your clean drum bus stays punchy and stable, while a separate parallel lane adds grit and thickness mostly from the snare and brakes. Then we blend it like seasoning. By the end, you'll have a two-lane system, a clean punch drum bus, a dirty parallel drive return, an optional smack return for extra forwardness, and a final safety stage so you can push it in a DJ tool's way and not wreck your headroom. First, quick session default so we're speaking the same language. Set your tempo somewhere around 168 to 174 BPM. If your warping breaks, try beats mode first. Complex Pro can sometimes smear the transient edge that you actually want in jungle. Get the break tight and snappy before we process anything. Now group your drums, kick, snare, breaks, tops and hats, percussion. Route them all into a group called drums. Now we set up the key move, clean versus dirty routing. Inside the drums group, create return tracks within the group. Ableton Live 12 lets you do group returns, and it's perfect for this. Make return a call drive, and optionally, return be called smack. Now set your sends from the individual drum tracks. The kick send to drive should be very low. Think basically off, up to maybe minus 20 dB if you need a tiny bit of hair. We are not trying to distort the sub-region here. Snare send to drive is where the magic starts. Put it in the minus 12 to minus 6 dB range as a starting point. Breaks, minus 10 to minus 4 dB, because the break is your character generator. Hats and tops, keep them lower, like minus 18 to minus 10. Because hats into distortion get harsh fast. The goal is that the dirt is mostly powered by snare plus break mids, not by sub-heavy elements. Now let's build the clean punch chain on the drums group itself, the main channel. First device, EQ8. Put a high-pass filter at about 25 to 30 Hz, steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is sub-hygiene. It's not about changing your kick. It's about removing rumble that eats limiter headroom and makes the low end feel blurry. Optional little corrective moves. If your kick feels boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If the break is harsh, a gentle dip around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 1 to 2 dB. Keep it subtle. We're not tone sculpting like a mastering engineer here. We just want the bus to behave. Second device, drum bus. This is your impact stage, not your destroy it stage. Set drive around 2 to 6. Crunch at 0 up to maybe 10%. Keep boom off for this lesson. Boom can be cool, but it's easy to fight your sub and bass relationship. We'll keep the low end deliberate, damp around 10 to 25% to stop cymbals fizzing out, and transients, plus 5 up to plus 20 depending on how sharp your break is. You're listening for the front edge to pop, but not turn clicky. Third device, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release either auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Then bring the threshold down until you're seeding about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, and definitely turn soft clip on. For this style, that soft clip is a huge part of the loud illusion. It catches peaks in a musically rude way. Quick coaching note here, if you're slamming 6 to 10 dB gain reduction all the time, you'll lose bounce. Jungle needs movement. Let the drums breathe. Cool. That's your clean punch lane. Now let's build the drive return. This is the rig dirt, the parallel crunch that makes everything sound bigger without actually just turning it up. On return A, drive, we start with EQ 8 again. This is the most important EQ in the whole setup. High pass before distortion. Set a high pass around 90 to 140 Hz. Steep slope, 24 dB per octave. Start around 110 Hz. This keeps subs out of the distortion circuit. And here's a teacher tip. If you're thinking, but I want more weight, don't feed sub into distortion. Feed low mids into distortion. That's where the perceived weight lies. Optionally, add a tiny boost around 1 to 2 kHz, 1 to 3 dB, to push snare crack and break texture into the saturation. Next device, Roar. Roar in Live 12 is perfect for this because it can be thick, without being fizzy. Choose a style like tube or warm. Set drive around 10 to 25% to start. Don't max it. Make the tone slightly dark. Old school jungle isn't super glossy. If you use Roar in multiband mode, here is the approach. Low band gets minimal drive, mid band from roughly 200 Hz to 4K Hz gets most of the drive, and highs are controlled so hats don't turn into sandpaper. After roar, at saturator, turn soft clip on, drive around 2 to 8 dB, and set the output so the return doesn't jump in level. Important concept, saturation is level dependent. If later you change your send amounts or your track levels, you may need to recheck the drive stage. Don't assume settings are magic numbers. After saturator, add drum bus again. This time it's allowed to be dirtier. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch 10 to 35%. Transients can be slightly negative, like minus 5, to smooth things out, or up to plus 10 if it got too soft. Damp around 15 to 35 if the top end gets spitty. And then add auto filter at the end. Set it as a low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Cut off around 8 to 14 kHz. Resonance low, around 0.5 to 1.5. This band limits the drive so it stays thick and controlled. Without this, you often get that nasty hiss layer that feels impressive for 10 seconds and then becomes exhausting. Now, blending. Bring up the drive return fader until you can clearly hear it. Then mute it. Unmute it. You're aiming for that moment where you miss it when it's gone, but you don't hear distortion turned on when it's on. Extra coach trick, loudness calibration. Mute and unmute the drive return while watching your drum bus meter. Adjust the drive return output so the overall level changes as little as possible when you toggle it. If it still feels bigger at the same level, that's real density. That's the win, because if it's just louder, your brain will always prefer it and you'll overdo it. Now optional return B. Smack. This is for extra front and readability, especially on smaller systems, without relying on distortion. On smack, put a standard compressor, not glue. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient pops through. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Bring threshold down for a heavy 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction, because it's parallel. Then EQ 8 after it. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz. And if you need a touch more brightness, a gentle shelf around 6 to 10 kHz, plus 1 to 2 dB. Blend it in very quietly. This is easy to overdo. If you notice it, it's probably too loud. Next, final control, drums all safety. You can do this on the drums group output, or route the drums group into a separate audio track called drums all and process there. Either works. The point is, one place to control final peak behavior, add a limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. Default look ahead is fine. Aim for 1 to 3 dB reduction on peaks. This is not Brickwall mastering. It's safety and a tiny bit of caught peaks energy. Add spectrum or a meter so you can actually see what's happening. Watch the sub-region, roughly 40 to 80 Hz. You want stability. And keep an eye on 200 to 400 Hz buildup, because parallel drive can quietly stack mud there. Here's another coach move I want you to steal. Sub-safety monitoring. Temporarily, put an EQ8 at the very end of drums or drums all and solo a band pass around 35 to 90 Hz with a moderate Q. Listen quietly. You want solid pulses, not a blurry constant note. If it's blurry, something is smearing, usually too much kick send into drive, too low a high pass on the drive chain, or too much compression flattening the envelope. Now let's talk about a super common problem. My kick gets muddy when I turn up drive. Most people respond by raising the high pass in the drive chain, but that can thin the break character. Instead, keep the high pass where it sounds best for the break, often 100 to 120. Then do two things. 1. Lower the kick send to drive. 2. If needed, add a small bell cut in the drive EQ around the kick's knock, often 90 to 160 Hz. That keeps kick body clean while your break mids still saturate. Now, DJ Tools mindset. Arrangement moves. This is where it becomes alive. Automate the drive send up a little on the drop, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB, and pull it down in breakdowns. It's a performance control, not a static mix setting. Try a fill trick, in the last half bar before a drop. Push the drive send hard for a tape overload moment. Then snap it back on the downbeat. If you also slightly lower the drive return's low pass cutoff during that moment, it gets darker and heavier, like the system straining. Then it clears on the drop. Very jungle. Also, when you switch breaks or add a new layer, don't assume the sends will translate. Different breaks saturate wildly differently. Rebalance who feeds the dirt. Sometimes break A wants more send and less clean level, and break B wants the opposite, but you keep the overall drum identity consistent. Now, a few advanced variations you can try once the basic rig works. 1. Dual drive returns. Make one call drive limit, high pass 120, low pass 6 to 8K, heavier saturation. Then drive top, high pass 300 to 600, low pass 12 to 14K, lighter saturation just for air grit. Hats mostly feed top, snares and brakes feed both. Now you've got two faders like a DJ mixer for tone. 2. Sidechain duck the drive return from the clean drums bus. Put a compressor on the drive return, sidechain input from the clean drums group. Attack super fast, like 0.5 to 3 ms, release 50 to 120 ms, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of ducking. The clean transient hits first, then the dirt blooms after. It feels loud and punchy without spitting. 3. Ghost layer for drive consistency. Duplicate your brake track. Call it brake dirt feed. High pass at 150 to 250 HE, maybe a small presence bump around 1 to 2 KHC, and route it only into the drive return, not to your main drum output. Now your dirt character stays consistent while your clean brake remains intact. Alright, mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Load one classic brake, like Amen or Think, plus a clean kick and snare layer. Build the routing. Drums crew plus drive return with a high pass around 110. Target settings. Your clean drums group glue should be doing 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. Drive return should be audible but subtle. Use the mute and unmute test. Then automate. Send to drive up by about 2 dB for the drop section. 8 bars. Send down by about 2 dB for the breakdown. 8 bars. Bounce a 16 bar loop and a slash be it, with drive and without drive. Listen on headphones and monitors if you can. And if you have a small speaker, even better. The version with drive should feel bigger and more forward, but not harsher, and definitely not foggier in the sob.